Extract 1. You hear two people talking about reading books aloud for children. Now look at questions 1 and 2.
I'm a terrible ham when it comes to reading to my kids. I like to do all the voices, so I look for books with lots of dialogue and different characters. My kids are totally unimpressed and probably prefer having their mother read to them. She reads in a very soothing voice and she's not trying to act or show off. It reminds me of listening to my own mother read when I was a kid.
Yes, I always claim that I read aloud to our three children for their benefit, that it's good for their educational development to sit and listen last thing at night, that somehow, through hearing a story, their creative juices will be stirred. But it is, of course, for me. Nothing can beat the delight of disappearing into a new thrilling chapter. And I bet I'm not the only parent who, having turned out the light and said goodnight to their grateful offspring, sits down on the stairs and reads on to find out what happens next.
Now you will hear the recording again.
I'm a terrible ham when it comes to reading to my kids. I like to do all the voices, so I look for books with lots of dialogue and different characters. My kids are totally unimpressed and probably prefer having their mother read to them. She reads in a very soothing voice and she's not trying to act or show off. It reminds me of listening to my own mother read when I was a kid.
Yes, I always claim that I read aloud to our three children for their benefit, that it's good for their educational development to sit and listen last thing at night, that somehow, through hearing a story, their creative juices will be stirred. But it is, of course, for me. Nothing can beat the delight of disappearing into a new thrilling chapter. And I bet I'm not the only parent who, having turned out the light and said goodnight to their grateful offspring, sits down on the stairs and reads on to find out what happens next.
Extract 2. You hear a part of a radio program. Now look at questions 3 and 4.
Lots of people set up their own businesses, and in many cases they do so in partnership with a friend rather than going it alone. The reasons for this often aren't purely practical, for example, because of complementary skills and experience. It often comes down to fear. Starting and running a business on your own can be a daunting prospect. No wonder people often prefer to share the burden with a friend. It doesn't always go according to plan, though, as Dean Ransom discovered when he started a business with a friend. What went wrong, Dean?
Well, I'd known my partner for years, and I felt we had a lot in common. What I hadn't realised about him was how indecisive he was, but I'd had no reason to notice that aspect of his personality before. He just wasn't prepared to take responsibility for any decisions at all. He just sat back and expected me to do it all. I didn't want to carry that burden alone. I wanted some sense of shared responsibility, but instead I felt as if I was making all the big decisions on my own.
Now you will hear the recording again.
Lots of people set up their own businesses, and in many cases they do so in partnership with a friend rather than going it alone. The reasons for this often aren't purely practical, for example, because of complementary skills and experience. It often comes down to fear. Starting and running a business on your own can be a daunting prospect. No wonder people often prefer to share the burden with a friend. It doesn't always go according to plan, though, as Dean Ransom discovered when he started a business with a friend. What went wrong, Dean?
Well, I'd known my partner for years, and I felt we had a lot in common. What I hadn't realised about him was how indecisive he was, but I'd had no reason to notice that aspect of his personality before. He just wasn't prepared to take responsibility for any decisions at all. He just sat back and expected me to do it all. I didn't want to carry that burden alone. I wanted some sense of shared responsibility, but instead I felt as if I was making all the big decisions on my own.
Extract 3. You hear two people on a radio program talking about running. Now look at questions 5 and 6.
Some people think there's only one way to become a better runner, and that's to run. But I'd argue that by confining your sessions purely to running, you're missing out on lots of fitness attributes that could contribute to improving your technique, your running economy, that's your ability to run faster without using up more energy, and your injury resistance.
Absolutely. Running is a perfectly natural activity, but the body was designed to move in all directions, using a variety of muscle groups, not just in a forward direction, using only the lower body, often on unforgiving hard surfaces. If running is all you do, some muscle groups get flabby and lazy through underuse, while others become tight and short through overuse. If you can strengthen the neglected muscles, stretch the tight ones, and make the most heavily used ones more resilient, you'll be on the way to a more balanced body, and this will translate into better running. And by better, I don't just mean faster, I mean more comfortable, less strained, and altogether more enjoyable.
Now you will hear the recording again.
Some people think there's only one way to become a better runner, and that's to run. But I'd argue that by confining your sessions purely to running, you're missing out on lots of fitness attributes that could contribute to improving your technique, your running economy, that's your ability to run faster without using up more energy, and your injury resistance.
Absolutely. Running is a perfectly natural activity, but the body was designed to move in all directions, using a variety of muscle groups, not just in a forward direction, using only the lower body, often on unforgiving hard surfaces. If running is all you do, some muscle groups get flabby and lazy through underuse, while others become tight and short through overuse. If you can strengthen the neglected muscles, stretch the tight ones, and make the most heavily used ones more resilient, you'll be on the way to a more balanced body, and this will translate into better running. And by better, I don't just mean faster, I mean more comfortable, less strained, and altogether more enjoyable.
That is the end of part 1.